independent, yours. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, BC.
Come along, children. Now we're going to have a little music, like old times. Look, now I'll start the melody on the organ.
It's Feather Rock with Bill and Ella. It's Feather Rock and sometimes Liam. It's Feather Rock time. It's time for Feather Rock.
It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. Indie music for indie kids. Bill Childs with you, as I am every week. Come to you from our flagship station, KUTX 98.9 Austin. Coming up right around the corner, Todd and Tina are here and going to sing a few songs for us. But right here, They Might Be Giants with One Everything.
There's only one everything. Remember these words, there's only one everything. And if you go out and count up everything, it all adds up to one. There's only one everything. The last time I checked, there's only one everything. It kinda makes sense that there would only be just one, not ten, not three. If you get all the stuff together and you have not left something out, then could there still be anything left over? I'm pretty sure that means that there could not. We share the same omniverse. Please clean your room, we share the same omniverse. And even though you are over here and I'm there, there's just one everywhere. You got the cars, the trees, the house. There are some clouds, some birds, a monster. And when it's all too much to count up, you can put it in one pile.
Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, and we are joined for the third consecutive year by Todd and Tina. How are y'all?
We are great. Thanks for having us today.
You're doing well. We set our clock to our appearance on Spare the Rock.
It's great to have you here. It's always been about this time of year. Oh, wow. Yeah. And you've got the new record, Bombtastic. Are we calling it a boom trilogy?
Yes, it is the third in the trilogy. So
and,
now we'll have to come up with.
Going to be a new theme after this.
Yes, it's going to need to be something a little bit different.
We'll see. Tina and I will have to discuss this. I don't know. We've got a good thing going.
It's been workshopped for a little bit. But
yeah, you know, Star Wars made it to 9.
Yeah.
And all the spinoffs.
The second trilogy, maybe.
The second trilogy.
But it'll, yeah, well, I guess
the
we'll
second,
find out.
The second explosive trilogy.
Well, I want to ask you about sort of what you've learned in doing this for I guess, 2 years now, heading into your third year. But first, let's hear a song. What song do you want to start with?
Oh, let's start with the first song on our new album called Undercover Turkey. It's a very hard-hitting song about theft of bagels.
Bagel theft. So
yes.
How do you catch a bagel thief?
With a turkey, of course.
Just like a bagel.
Turkey. turkey and a bagel too. Singing hola, Coca-Cola. An undercover turkey and a bagel too. Singing hola, do I know ya? Dressed as a bagel, she waited all day for that thief who didn't pay. And right before closing time, a wily old measle caught her eye. An undercover turkey and a bagel too. Singing hola, Coca-Cola. An undercover turkey and a bagel too. Singing hola, do I know ya? An undercover turkey and a bagel suit, singing hola, Coca-Cola. An undercover turkey and a bagel suit, singing hola, do I know ya? An undercover turkey and a bagel suit, singing hola, Coca-Cola. An undercover turkey and a bagel suit, singing hola, do I know ya?
It's Todd and Tina. Right here in the studio. So I've seen some turkeys around, some wild turkeys,
yeah.
And they're quite large compared to your average bagel size. So are we talking an unusually small turkey or an unusually large bagel?
An unusually large bagel, I think. It's more obnoxious
and
that
a thief,
way.
And a thief who just can't
help them
tell size very well. Can't be like, that can't be a bagel.
There's been a exponential growth in the bagel industry.
Has there?
New products. They're just
and they're expanding.
They're expanding, you know.
It's like the pizza's getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah,
it's a family-sized bagel.
Instead of making the large pizza smaller, they're just making the bagel bigger.
Okay.
That's right.
That's almost philosophical sounding.
You know, to make the music video for that, though, it was really a feat to try and find the right turkey and the right size bagel.
Right. Well, and turkeys are difficult to work with.
There are a little...
we prefer chickens.
Yeah. Chickens were
chickens,
easier.
Chickens, they're easier. Yeah. There's more of them.
So
talk back less.
So when you came here a couple of years ago, was right when you were starting to play out, starting to do music, you're now, I think we'd call you veterans in the family music scene. What's some stuff you've learned from doing this for a couple of years?
Well, I really feel like we've learned our style, who we are as individuals, who we are as a group, found our voice, found what works for us in a live setting versus when we're recording. And that's been really fun, just the discovery of what works, what doesn't. What do we got to tweak
you think
and
the,
change?
What is the mission statement of Tontina? If you have to come up with like a mission statement or a vision statement.
Probably,
or
what?
You're the philosophy major.
Face-melting children's music?
Face-melting children's music. That's, okay. That's, not literally everybody. Just
not
so
literally.
It's
yeah,
right.
No. Yeah, no. That gets us into trouble.
But I think, you know.
Just something quirky.
Yeah, quirky and fun and... You know, kids aren't going to enjoy.
Yeah.
I think when
getting
we
giggle.
Yeah. When we perform live, you know, we travel with egg shakers and, you know, tambourines and things. And it's fun to just watch the kids interact with the music. And so, you know, when kids are having fun with music, that's to me a huge win.
That's
yeah.
Win.
If they're having fun, we're having fun.
Yeah.
Just they're like the third band member collectively. Like even yesterday we were playing. We were doing all right. And then the kids showed up and then I was like, oh.
As the crowd gets bigger, their share of being the third band member gets smaller and smaller, though. So do you think at some point, do they become the third and fourth if you're playing to like 500 people?
You know, the royalties.
That's a good point.
They're going to stay a third.
Stay a third, yeah.
You know, it's like the bagel.
Yeah.
It's like the bagel. The bagel gets bigger. The children get bigger.
But the share gets smaller.
No, the share stays the same size
because,
you know, it's a delicate balance.
It is.
It's the... What, homeostasis? Is that the word?
That is a word.
I don't know if it's the word.
I don't know.
It's staying the same. I think that,
there you go. Something like that.
This is education.
Self-contained, it's like the Echo Dome or something like that.
Sure.
That movie with the Baldwin brother.
I don't remember that.
Oh, man.
Should we hear another song?
Polly Shore.
I think that's probably a good... Oh, geez.
Oh, Biodome.
Biodome.
Biodome. Yeah.
It's like the Tontina Biodome. The shares stay the same.
Sure. What song do you want to do next?
Oh, let's do a little aquaphobic scuba diver. This is a fun one because when kids hear this song, they have to learn what the word aquaphobic means.
Okay.
And then there's a lot of questions. Well, why is he a scuba diver if he's afraid of the water?
Really good question.
I mean, hard-hitting things to think about.
It's, again, kind of like the why would the turkey choose to be a undercover bagel? I guess because the bagel is what's being stolen, but why... There's just a lot of questions raised by your...
Which is good. It's important to have a sense of wonder.
Face your fears.
Yeah.
Face your fears. You know, anybody can be a scuba diver on the land.
That's right.
Something like that.
Or not.
No, I don't think so, because the U in scuba actually literally stands for underwater.
Does it?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Oh, look at that.
You learned something new today.
And I thought I came here to teach Bill something. Oh, egg on my face. Oh, boy.
All right,
this
ready?
Is awkward. I'll
it's Todd and Tina. That's Fanny Max for the child. Home. Todd and Tina, live on Spare the Rock. I was down in Tampa, Florida earlier this year for a conference, and they had an event at the Florida Aquarium. Lovely, yeah. Amazing thing, like all sorts of things. And in one of the very, very large rooms, this is a private event, and they had scuba divers down in the tank holding signs for the sponsor, which was wild. And now I'm thinking, were any of those aquaphobic? Was I contributing to their trauma by being at this event?
Or were they overcoming their fear in that moment?
That's a better way to think about it.
I'm sure that was the way.
Thank
yes?
you.
It's a small victory.
That's right.
You were watching miracles happen.
Yes.
It's a victory.
So your website is toddntina.com. That N is an N, toddntina.com. And there I assume people can find out about shows you're doing, mostly around the upper Midwest here in Minnesota?
Yep. Finding our schedule is best on our social media outlets.
Okay.
Through Facebook, Instagram. But you can find all of our videos and our music on toddntina.com.
And what kind of shows are you guys doing now?
Lots of family shows, lots of 10:30 in the morning shows.
Kids in the Park.
Yeah, it's veterans, as you called it. We're getting tired. We're getting tired. We, you know, if it's after 6, we say no.
Yeah.
So it's lots of 10 o'clock, 10:30 shows, sometimes 3 or 4. Some family night shows.
Yeah,
we get jacked up on caffeine.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, though, to play live and interact with kids and families.
Is it always the duo, or do you ever have, like, a full band with you?
It's just us for right now.
I'm not saying that's a bad thing.
Nope, just us right now.
But think about how much more face melting you could be with like stack of Marshalls.
Yeah, we've talked about it a little bit.
But, you know, we're both the size of our ego. There's no room.
Oh,
there's
no
room in there.
Yeah, well,
there's no room in
the
SUV for anything else.
Yeah, you're already having to pay the kids.
The kids. That's the right. Kids are our third member, and they don't even carry stuff around for us.
And really what it comes down to is finding schedules that align,
it's,
right?
It's
more than anything.
Yeah.
But it would be fun to have like a drummer one night. We've got a couple people we could call. And
it's always that thing, too, and creatively, thank you.
You said that in a creative way.
Yeah, well, it's hard enough to get, I think, two people to focus kind of on the same direction.
Sure.
So all of a sudden, we have it locked in, so they'd have to, you know, they'd have to deal with their spot as a fourth place member after the children.
That's right.
And, you know.
Yeah, it works. What we're doing
for
works
sure.
Right now. It's fun.
Your album's called Bombtastic. Should we hear one more song from it?
Sure.
Yeah. Should we do some Revenge of the Fifth?
Sure, we can do that.
Right.
So on our first album, Dynamite, we did a song called If Darth Vader Had an iPhone. And so this is our follow-up, Revenge of the Sith.
Fifth.
You're right.
Fifth.
Because, yes.
Yeah, you know, just royalties, copyright, right?
We don't Revenge
Disney,
of the Fifth.
We don't want
right.
Disney coming after us, right?
I think you're probably safe.
Yeah.
New album, Bombtastic. It's Todd and Tina right here in the studio. It was great, great fun. You got through it, got the words, I believe, correct.
Most of them.
There's a lot of words in that
song. A substantial majority of them.
Yeah, and think about this. Five verses, we're playing power chords, which are fifths.
Oh, there you go.
There's kismet. Theory there, too.
Wait, it's kismet? Is that when things line up for a reason?
That is that's another word.
Another word! I've had a dictionary in the bathroom, what can I say?
There you go.
All right, you can find out information about the band at toddandtina.com. You can find out about shows all around the upper Midwest, beautiful Minnesota primarily, on their social channels. Thanks for coming by, and we'll see you in a year.
That sounds great.
Yeah, unless you've, worn out entirely by then.
I don't think that will happen.
That seems unlikely.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming.
Hey, thank you.
It's great to have Todd and Tina stop by, sing some songs. Music here from one of the bands that will be playing Rock the Shores on Saturday, March 16th at Auditorium Shores during South by Southwest. It's official South by Southwest show, but it is free and open to the public. No badge, no wristband, none of that nonsense necessary. It's part of the Austin Music Experience. It's Parker Woodland with I Am Me.
Before us, so lift me up. to hold my tears. To the light of change.
Girls and boys, this time we're going to play a little game. I think most girls and boys like to play games. In fact, adults like to play games also. In this game, it's very important to listen to all the instructions, and we're going to do a variety of things in this game, like tapping on different parts of our bodies, and then we'll be moving in different directions, in different manner. And we're going to count, and I'm going to count especially, and I know that most of you can probably count all the way up to 100, I'm up to 1,000, maybe up to 1,000,000, but in this game, I'm only going to count up to 8. Here are the really important instructions to follow. When I say "and," I want you to get ready to clap your hands. And when I say "one," I want you to clap your hands. And when I say "8," I want you to stop. Now we're going to start out slowly and try to keep a real good sense of rhythm. When you get to 8, try to stop right on time. And you don't start yet. And 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 and 8. Now we're going to speed up the rhythm. And 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 and 8. This time we're going to shake our hands. And 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 and 8. And 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 and 8. This time, place both of your hands upon your chest and beat your chest. And 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 and 8. Now real fast like Tarzan. And 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 and 8. This time, place your hands upon your thighs. And 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 and 8. Now slap them faster. And 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 and 8. This time, we're going to stamp our feet. And 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 and 8. And 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 and 8. Now, place your hands upon your knees this time. And 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 and 8. And 6 and 7 and 8. Now this time we're going to get, I want you to slide your feet. And 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 and 8. Now really polish that floor. And 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 5 and 6 and 7 and 8. Let's see, here's something that is easier for you children to do than it is for probably your teachers and your moms and dads and uncles and aunts. That's dangling your legs without touching the floor with your feet. And 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 and 8. And 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 and 8. and 6 and 7 and 8. Well, you play the game especially well.
Another act that'll be part of Rock the Shores, it's Saul Paul, part of the Austin Music Experience with Texas Two-Step, the acoustic version. Was looking to see if I could play the new Beyonce song. I cannot. Wouldn't work on the kids' show, but there's another Texas-themed song. It's Saul Paul. By the way, if you like hearing us on KUTX or elsewhere, whether you like wherever you like hearing us, it would be great for you to support KUTX. Go to KUTX.org and donate. Become a member. It's a great station to be a member of wherever you are. It's awesome. In any event, we've reached the point in the show when I need your help. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to ask you if you have a question. You're going to say yes. I am then going to ask you what that question is, and you're going to yell as loudly as you can, so loudly I can hear you here in the studio. You're going to yell, "Are you prepared to rock?" Okay, got it? Cool. Hey, everybody, do you have a question for me? You do. Excellent. What is that question? I am, in fact, prepared to rock, but first advice.